And if a farmer was going to, if he just cut his hay and he didn't want to bale it up right away, what might he do to it if he wanted to just keep it right out there in the field?
I don't know.
Okay. You ever see these things around much anymore? Used to, when you're riding around the country, you look out in the field and you see these great big piles of it, you know, of the hay. What would you call that?
Pile of hay.
Okay. Would you ever call it a haystack? Just stack?
Haystack.
Haystack, okay. Do you have any name for small piles of hay that have been raked up in the field?
No.
Okay, have you ever heard of windrows?
No.
Okay.
And a bale of hay.
Beg your pardon?
A bale of hay.
Bale of hay, sure. Okay. If a farmer is not going to store his hay in the barn, I don't know if you have these around here, but I've seen these shelters out in the field. You might just have four poles and some kind of roof to it, and he put his hay under that. Have you ever seen anything like that around here?
I've seen that, but I don't know.
No name for it. Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about a hay barrack or hay rick?
No.
Okay. What about a building where a man might keep his cows? Like if it bad weather was raining, he wanted to keep them inside.
Keep them in the barn.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any special barn just for cows?
No.
A cow barn or anything like that?
No.
All right. What about a place where a building where a man might keep his horses inside?
No special name. Corral.
Corral. Okay. Stable?
Stable.
Okay, that would be the building?
Building for horses.
Okay. What about a place where a farmer would keep his hogs together?
Hogs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe fenced in area?
Hog pen.
Hog pen, okay. Do you know of any place where a farmer would take his cows and milk them?
Never. No.
Okay, I hadn't heard of anything called a milk gap or anything like that.
No.
All right. A place, I don't know if you have them around here, but a place where a farmer raises just milk cows. He's in the milk business. What kind of farm would you call that?
A dairy farm.
Have you ever heard of people around here, maybe old timers, talking about what they did with their potatoes to store them during the winter time?
Potatoes?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever heard of a potato bank or a hill where they keep them?
No.
All right. On a farm, there might be a place right close to the barn, an open area where the animals could just walk around. Would you have a name for that?
No.
Did you ever, or have you heard people call it a lot or a barnyard?
Barnyard.
Okay. That would be what I was describing?
Right.
Okay. What about the place where the cows would graze?
Pasture.
All right. Was cotton ever raised in this area much?
No, I think so.
Okay. Do you have any idea at all about the work that people did when they raised cotton?
The work?
Yeah. So you got to go out in the field and do what?
And pick the cotton.
Pick the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Does the expression chop cotton mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. What about the grass that grows up in the cotton field that you don't want, that you need to get rid of? What would you call that?
Weeds.
Just weeds. Mm-hmm. Any specific kind that you've heard people talk about?
No.
Johnson grass, crab grass, cocoa burrs, that kind of thing?
I've heard of that, but not referring to any specific kind.
Which one is that?
I've heard of cocoa burrs, Johnson grass, and just weeds.
Yeah, okay. Well, where would you say that corn grows? Corn would grow in a
cornfield.
All right.